I don't need to go through this bit of information, the reasons for the proposal, but your own Mammary Fold group, the 100 trainees that have responded to the questionnaire, indicated that 61% of the trainees are concerned about their training. Their expectations of training are not being met. This is a recent survey which has been mentioned by yourself, Jennifer. There's a demand for oncoplastic training. I see Chris Caddy standing there, who's my opposite number, the National Mastectomy and Reconstruction Auditor, plastic surgeon. And he can vouch for the fact that actually, since we have started the national audit, the use of immediate reconstruction has doubled. Between the years 1997 to 2000, the range of reconstruction use was between 7 and 11%. But since we started the audit, the numbers have gone up to 21%. One of the outcomes of our first annual report is that actually there is not a wide range of reconstructions being performed, and there is an increased need for training in oncoplastic surgery. We can deliver something that is online, which is flexible, which is something the trainee can do work out of hours, because it's not an NHS working system. It releases them from the pressures of the 48-hour rule. It is a university-based degree. We are producing something that's highly focused and specialty-focused, developed by a faculty that is of expert faculty from ABS and BAPRAS. It's going to be a flexible study program, and will offer at the end of each module assessment and proof of expertise and competence. Now, the current training, as we all know, is random training. You could join a unit, a level 2 unit, where they do perhaps just free flap, maybe just deep flaps and gluteal flaps. So a trainee could come out with very limited experience of the common operations. So it is still a hit and miss program. And therefore, what we would like to do is standardize the whole experience in terms of theory, knowledge, assessments, and competency-based assessments. It's possible that there could be a future role in the in the use of modules for revalidation. That I have had one or two discussions with ABS, but it's still very much in the early stages as yet.